Good morning. The complex storm system that is bringing dramatic changes across interior New York and New England, both to the temperature and precipitation type, will continue to lift north and east through eastern New England for the remainder of the day. Snow will continue to fly on the back end of this system, especially across the Mohawk Valley, the Adirondacks, Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. In these locations, an additional 2 to 5 inches of snow could fall before it winds down as scattered snow showers. For the rest of the region, any liquid precipitation or sleet will change over to snow showers and gradually diminish as the storm pulls out. Temperatures will either hold steady today or continue to fall and mainly stay in the teens to around 20 degrees, with some of the higher terrain getting into the single digits and even near zero across the higher peaks. Readings will continue to drop tonight as skies clear out and the storm pulls away. High pressure building in will push temperatures back down to around 0 to 10 below in the mountains and 0 to 10 above in the valleys. So we'll start off with a cold Sunday, but with that high pressure center in control, it'll be mostly sunny and comfortably cold with highs in the middle teens. High pressure will dominate into the day on Monday for the holiday, and we'll have more sunshine. Some high to mid-level clouds will stream in late in the day, but it'll stay dry with highs back into the lower 20s. A weak system will slowly head our way for the day on Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies and a pretty good chance at some snow showers, perhaps dusting the ground in spots, with highs into the lower 30s. An evolving system along the mid-Atlantic coast could be close enough to bring us some light snow on Wednesday with highs near 30, then lingering snow showers behind the system on Thursday. High temperatures will be back into the mid-20s before bouncing back into the lower 30s with mostly dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that strong cold front will continue to track off the East Coast today with sharply colder temperatures in its wake. 24-hour temperature changes behind the cold front have ranged from 20 to 40 degrees from the Great Lakes to the Gulf Coast, and these dramatic changes will translate into the mid-Atlantic and northeast today. The greatest threat for freezing rain and ice accumulations is expected from the northern parts of New Hampshire into eastern Maine, with up to a tenth of an inch of accretion possible. The quick-moving nature of the storm will bring an end to the snow for most of the region this afternoon. Meanwhile, upper-level ridging will dominate the pattern over the western United States through the weekend, allowing for dry conditions with temperatures above average. A change in the pattern is anticipated starting Monday with the arrival of a cold front to the west coast along with rain from northern California into the Pacific Northwest. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Melbourne, Vero Beach, Florida, and also Northbridge and Woodland Hills in California, to a low of 39 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy, temperatures falling through the 30s, Boston rain showers ending, becoming windy with temperatures falling through the 20s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the lower teens. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 71 set in 1932, and the record low 18 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening 4:44 p.m., 9 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Steady snow ending as snow showers this afternoon, with temperatures ranging from near zero in the mountains to the teens elsewhere. Partly cloudy tonight, 5 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any snow showers ending, then partly sunny and breezy today with temperatures falling into the lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows 5 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, steady snow ending as snow showers this afternoon with temperatures holding in the lower teens. Clearing tonight 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any snow showers ending, then partly sunny and breezy today with temperatures falling into the teens. Mostly clear tonight, 5 above to 5 below. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any snow showers ending, then partly sunny and breezy today, with temperatures falling into the teens. Mostly clear tonight, with lows ranging from 5 above to 5 below zero. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the middle teens. Sunny, then increasing clouds late in the day Monday, lower 20s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers Tuesday in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow Wednesday near 30. A chance of leftover snow showers Thursday in the mid-20s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 30s on Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.